So we know those principles. We know that application of doing the right things, whether my instinctual needs are met or not. I might even do that at the risk of being late. Help someone talk. I got to stay talking because they're in a lot of pain, but I got to go. But God, this person's in pain. So what I'm doing is I'm sacrificing my life in a degree for somebody else's, but for the right reason. So I know how to do that. And that's all out of character. There's no real reward in that. So I'm learning that. Now that I'm living in this life, you know, I want to find situations where I'm going for the character building as desirable in itself. See, for me, when I was in these steps, I wanted to know I was in application. How would I know as an application? I would find certain principles that I was going to apply that day to be an application. So that goes on every day. And in terms of that, to know that I was in this way of life, it was like just the opportunity to know that I built on a new character, and rather than comfort, is a great accolade in my own life. It's something that I can feel good about. So I'm going to take an action this week to find out where in any situation can I build character rather than seek comfort. So that's what I'm looking for. And then when I do that and I go for the character, revel in it, see what it feels like, see, because that's humility. Humility will be on in that moment. And recognize what that feeling is. Humility is a feeling of well-being. It's empowering. It's strengthening, but you have no need to dominate. You're comfortable in your own skin, and there isn't any, with true humility, there's nothing out of reach in this three-dimensional world.